Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on February 14 regarding John O'Malley, capital O apostrophe, capital M-A-L-L-E-Y. John O'Malley is a 64-year-old male who reports on 12-17-13 he slipped on ice while at work, landing on his left side. But as a result, he believes he injured his arm, elbow, hand, and shoulder, and was seen urgently at Capital Health System. Paired with this and further evaluation, he understands his final diagnosis to be that of nerve damage and a ripped rotator cuff. Paired, he did not undergo any surgery on either. Paired, Dr. Aita, A-I-T-A, had discussed this with him, but they did not pursue it due to cardiac issues. Paired, he did receive cortisone injections and medications, seeing Dr. Aita as recently as last week. Period. Paragraph. The petitioner was evaluated on 10/25/17 by Dr. McClure. Period. He summarized the petitioner's course of treatment to date at that time. Period. What is marked will be inserted here. Period. He then received an order approving settlement on 5/3/18. Period. On 2/10/21, he applied for review of that award. Period. New paragraph. Additional medical records show that on 4/2/19, he was seen by Dr. Aita. Period. He had last been seen in 2016 for treatment of a left rotator cuff tear that occurred while falling at work. Paired an MRI at that time, showed a supraspinatus tear and biceps subluxation. But he also was diagnosed as having moderate to severe ulnar neuropathy of the left upper extremity. Paired was scheduled for surgical intervention, but was not cleared for same due to pronounced cardiac issues. Paired had been on modified duty since his last office visit. Paired, he has been able to work as a supervisor slash driver for the insured. Paired, he describes his left shoulder discomfort recurred recently without any interval trauma. Period. Dr. Aita ascertained a history of a recent motor vehicle accident in October 2017 when his van lost control. Period. He hit a guardrail sideways while traveling 50 miles per hour. Period. He was being seen in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware for his injuries. Period, he had a right shoulder problem and arm discomfort as well as neck discomfort. Period, he had a workup with a spine surgeon and a neurologist. Period, he was told he had a spine fracture and significant spinal stenosis. Period, is currently being worked up for this and was seeking a second opinion. Period, however, this is unrelated to the prior work-related injury in 2013. Period, his right upper extremity and neck were not evaluated on this visit. Period, evaluation of his left upper extremity was performed. Period. Dr. Aita wrote his exam had not substantially changed since his last office evaluation. Period. They discussed treatment options, noting he was still not a surgical candidate. Period. Apart from activity modification and a home exercise program, no further orthopedic intervention was felt to be warranted, as he is not a candidate for surgical intervention. But he was then going to be discharged from care with ongoing permanent restrictions. Period. Dr. Aita did prescribe Voltaren gel 1% as directed. Period. The petitioner returned to Dr. Aita on 12/17/19. Period. He continues to note numbness and tingling in the ring and small fingers, although more recently had noticed tingling in the thumb and index fingers as well. Period. Now that when he holds his phone, he barely notes it is in his hand. Period. He was given another diagnosis of compression of the left ulnar nerve at multiple levels. Period. A corticosteroid injection was instilled to the subacromial space. period. He was known to hold off on using the Voltaren gel until cleared by his cardiologist. Period. On 3/11/11, he saw Dr. Aida again. Period. He related cardiologist found an ejection fraction of approximately 25%. Period. He related having substantial relief for several months at a time after corticosteroid injections to the shoulder in the past. Period. X-rays taken in the office demonstrated mild degree of osteoarthritic changes with now slight high riding of his humeral head within the glenohumeral joint, and most likely secondary to progressive rotator cuff retraction and dorsal migration of his humeral head. Pretty at full passive range of motion, although struggled to achieve forward flexion greater than 90 degrees in both abduction and forward flexion. Period. They again discussed treatment options, including surgical intervention. Period. New paragraph on 4/3/19. He He returned to Dr. Aida yet again on 7/8/21, having last been seen about 4 months ago. Period. He noted recurrence of shoulder discomfort and limitations with active shoulder motion. Period. He had requested another cortisone injection, which was to the shoulder, which was administered that day. Period. New paragraph on 11/2/21. He was seen by a pain specialist named Dr. Demian, D-E-M-I-A-N. Period. He prescribed diclofenac 1% topical gel, as well as Lyrica. Period. He was going to return in 1 month, but it is unclear that he did so. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper. Inspection revealed multiple abrasions bilaterally that he attributed to using the blood thinner Eliquis. Pretty tended to hold his right fingers in flexion, including the long ring and small fingers. Period. There was puffy, fatty tissue at the right paracervical area. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions of the upper extremities. Period. Bilateral shoulder motion was decreased. Period. Abduction right was 140 degrees and left 100 degrees, comma. Flexion right 140 degrees and left 95 degrees with guarding, comma. External rotation right 50 degrees and left 5 degrees, comma. Extension right 30 degrees and full to 50 degrees on the left, comma, internal rotation to 55 degrees on the left and was full to 90 degrees on the right. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the level of the hip bilaterally. Period. Motion of the left elbow was from 20 to 90 degrees of flexion with tenderness but no crepitus. Period. Motion of the right elbow was from 20 to 140 degrees without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Pretty was tender to palpation at the superior and lateral aspects of the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Hands, wrists, elbows, normal. He was unable to participate in provocative maneuvers at the shoulders in light of his limited range of motion. Period, spine, cervical. Active flexion was full to 50 degrees and extension to 10 degrees. Period rotation right was 25 degrees and left 50 degrees with side bending right 10 degrees and left to 15 degrees. Period was tender at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left. Thoracic. There was tenderness palpation of the right medial aspect of the scapula and left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there were none on the opposite sides. Period. Impressions. On 12/17/13, John O'Malley slipped on ice and fell onto his left side while at work. Period. He had an extensive diagnostic workup that identified abnormalities at the shoulder and elbow in particular. Period. He was unable to pursue surgical intervention due to a significant cardiac disease. Period. He did receive an order approving settlement on 5/3/18 and reopened his claim on 2/10/21. Period. Returned to Dr. Aida on 4/2/19, as noted above. Period. He treated the petitioner conservatively through 7/8/21. Period. Mr. O'Malley was also seen by a pain specialist and Dr. Demian on 11/2/21. Period. In paragraph, the current examination found he had decreased range of motion about both shoulders. Period. There was no atrophy, weakness, or sensory deficit in either upper extremity. But he also had decreased range of motion about both elbows. Period. Provocative maneuvers at the hands, wrists, and elbows were negative for compression neuropathy or internal derangement. Period. He was unable to cooperate with provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. Period. He also had decreased active range of motion about the cervical spine, but Sprung's maneuver was negative for radiculopathy. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic spine. Period. In paragraph, I will offer the same level of permanency that Dr. McClure had previously, and will be inserted as marked. And that's the end.